Welcome back, everybody, to the Crazy Asian Podcast. Talk about the art of networking. One of the most crucial elements here is to be consistent. I can't emphasize this principle enough with people, is that if you decided to join a specific organization, number one is you want to go regularly. You want to be able to be a mainstay, right? You want to be able to volunteer. You want to be able to give respect to people that have organized the event. You want to be able to make sure that you are constantly going consistent at those activities and those events that are being hosted. At the same time, if you find that this is not the right organization, it's totally fine to cut loose and to do something else. Don't feel like you got yourself stuck in the wrong situation, the wrong scenario. Be willing to be able to do something different in order to get you to where you want to go. The next one, as you think about what this is going to look like for you and being consistent, is when it comes to your follow-up. We talked about having fantastic follow-up, but you want to be consistent in following up with people in your network. Ask about how they're doing, what's going on in their life. Then professionally, how can I help you? Right? There's very few times in our lives where people are all of a sudden just going to raise their hand and go, hey, I need your help. Especially professionally, especially if you're in the kind of the business development sales side, there's very few times someone's going to come out of the woodwork and be like, hey, call you on the phone, I need your help. Now, can you get to that point where people are coming to you for advice or coming to you for your strategies? Absolutely. But it's going to take time for people to know who you are and what you do professionally. Because unless you're spending millions of dollars on awareness or you're pretty prolific at your branding, people might not know exactly who you are and what you do professionally. So it's going to take some time to be able to build that up. The next thing, as I think about this and being consistent, is that understand that some relationships that we're building are a little bit more mid-range to long-range. So think of it from a standpoint that I might be doing an event and there's somebody I'm talking to and boom, short-term, they want to transact with me. They buy one of my products or services. That might happen within the first 90 days. That's short term in my mind. But there's different people, there's different businesses, there's different relationships that can take 6 months, that can take 18 months. And so make sure that you're constantly and consistently reaching out to people and constantly and consistently going to that organization, right? So for example, joined here in Houston, the Greater Houston Partnership. There's not a lot of value if I show up to one meeting in January and the next one I go to is in September. Because basically, each time that I've gone, if I do that, that much distance in between, is that people are going to see me as a new person. Oh, do you come here often? I haven't seen you before, right? Because they haven't seen me in 8 months. Now, again, I don't want that to stop you. You should still go. But then the one in September, go to the one in November. And go to the one in January, and then go to the one in March, right? Make sure that you're planning those things. So that's a crucial element about being consistent, is you have to look at your calendar and go, okay, October, November, December, which event should I start putting onto my calendar, blocking off that time so that way I can go. That becomes a part of the planning process. So remember, in order to be consistent, you got to show up. In order to be consistent, you got to be following up. In order to be consistent, you got to do it longer, depending on the type of relationships you're trying to build, short-term, mid-term, long-term. How's your consistency? Sherm's out.